The question today is, what does it mean to walk with God? We dealt with this yesterday, so this is part two today. I'll try to pick up where I left off, give you just a little bit of recap for those who maybe didn't tune in yesterday. But we talked about Enoch walking with God in the Old Testament. He and Noah's the only two that's mentioned that walk with God, but I believe there's others who walk with God. We know the New Testament uses the word conversation, which is a word which means your walk with God. And he said, let your conversation be that becometh the gospel. So there's others who walk with God, but only these two mention that they walk with God. Walk means to live, to regulate one's life, to conduct oneself, to order one's behavior. And so what does it mean to walk with God? It implies reconciliation. In other words, it means harmony and agreement. Amos chapter 3 verse 3 said, can two walk together except they be agreed? And so Enoch was just like Adam. He was made in the image of Adam, and he had Adam's nature inside, and he had to be born again, and he had to be saved, and he had to be reconciled. The enmity had to be slain and make friendly again is what reconcile means. And so he was reconciled, but also it implies a new nature, because light has no communion with darkness, and it implies a moral fitness. In other words, God does not walk out of a way of holiness. We walk in holiness, in other words, is what it amounts to. And it means we cease taking our own way, and we abandon the world's way, and we follow the divine way. It implies also a surrendered will. God does not force his company on us, but you see, Jesus is the supreme example, and he said, I delight to do thy will, O my God. And we, when we take Jesus' yoke up on us, he doesn't force it on anyone, but when we receive it, he puts it on us, then we ought to want to be ready and willing to do our part to walk in his will. It also implies spiritual communion. It suggests a progress. It's a growth in grace, in other words, is what it's talking about. And that's as we think about that, and that's one of the products or the result of Enoch's walk. There was a growth of grace. And we talked a little bit yesterday about 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 through 7, where he said, add to your foundation of faith these things, which was several things mentioned there, seven things to be exact. And you add that, and if you have that in you, you will not... in other words, you won't be make you that you'll neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so as a result, you will have a growth in grace. The inner man will be renewed day by day, and there will be a growth of knowledge of the Lord that we talked about yesterday. And it'll cause you to be conscious of your own helplessness, and you'll feel more and more the need of absolute dependency upon God. And that results in a deep, settled joy and peace. Now, we talked yesterday just a moment about Peter forgetting that he is purged for his old sin, meaning just for a short period of time, a few hours. But when he looked in the eyes of Jesus that night, when he denied him the third time and the rooster crowed the second time, I'll tell you, his mind was brought back to the fact that he was saved by the grace of God, and he went out and wept bitterly, you see. Bible says, Revelation chapter 3, verse number 3, he said, remember therefore how thou hast received, and hold fast. And repent. If thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt know what hour I'll come upon thee. So we need to hold fast some things there and have a deep, settled joy and peace. Enoch's life must have been extremely happy. How could he be miserable with a companion as God? He walked with God. That's why the psalmist said in Psalm 23:4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. They comfort me. So God says, the Lord said, I'll walk through you. And if it's a shadow, it's got to be the Lord there. He's the light, and he casts a shadow. He'll go through the valley of death, even when you die, but even the things you face today in this time, you're facing death many days, God will take care of you. God will carry you through. So there's a deep, settled joy and peace with walking from God. Psalm 91:1 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You spend a little time alone with him, you can weather the storm through the night, through the storms of life. Nothing can harm the man who has the Lord at his right hand. Even if he takes you out, you won't harm. Not a hair of your head will be touched. He'll carry you on to glory. But then we see the man who walks with God, the result is his witness for God. And Enoch walked with God, and the Bible says about Enoch here in Jude 14, verses 14 and 15. There's no chapter in Jude, just one chapter, if you please. But he said, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among all them that are of their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. In other words, he witnessed. He was a prophet. Enoch was a prophet. And Enoch said he's coming again the second time. And Jesus hadn't even been born yet, hadn't died yet, hadn't rose again yet, hadn't come the first time to this earth yet. But he prophesied he's coming to execute judgment upon the earth. That's the second part of the second coming, when he comes back. Now, Enoch believed that so much that when he was 65 years old, that he named his son Methuselah. And that name Methuselah means when he dies, it shall be sent, meaning the deluge shall come, the flood shall come. Enoch left a witness to his children and the world. And every time someone asked what his son's name, there was a witness. When he dies, it shall be sent, speaking of judgment, the deluge, the flood. And even after Enoch moved physically off the scene, Methuselah lived 669 years carrying on the witness of Enoch. Amazing thing about it, in the year that Methuselah died, the flood came. It's believed to be only 14 days after he died, it started to rain. Because you see, Noah went into the ark probably 7 days after he died, and for 7 days he stayed in the ark with a door open, and then God closed the door and the flood came down. So 14 days before the rain started, Methuselah lived, and his name witnessed of Enoch, because he named him. When he dies, or when I die, you'd say, what's your name, Methuselah? It means when I die, the deluge shall come, the flood shall come. Enoch had a witness for God. Now, you know, before one can witness for God, they must walk with God. A lot of what passes today as Christian service will be nothing more than wood, hay, and stubble in the day of testing at the judgment seat of Christ. And there'll be a lot of time people think they've got something to stand before the judgment seat, and they won't even make the judgment seat. They'll be 1,000 years later at the great white throne judgment. They'll not even say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And they done such wonderful works in your name. Depart from me, Jesus said, Matthew 7. I never knew you, workers of iniquity. Folks, we got to walk before we can witness, you see. And so also the result of walking with God, it brought an abundant entrance. In 2 Peter 1:11, it said, For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's speaking of the millennium reign of Christ. You'll have an abundant entrance in that. But Enoch had an abundant entrance a long time before that. Genesis 5:24, the Bible says there, And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. God took him. And now we know that in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 5, it says, By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. He was walking with God. Now, God carried him across. Across what? Across death. Death is the river that divides this world from the world to come. And there was a man that did not go through that river, that's Enoch. When he got there, God carried him across. God transferred him. God translated him. God picked him up and carried him over and put him on the other side. Enoch had an abundant entrance. Why? Because he walked with God. There's something that must precede our walk with God, and that's worship. Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 10, Then Jesus said unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God with awe, and him only shalt thou serve. Jesus talking, of course, to Satan as he was tempting him there. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So worship is a birth experience, and true, genuine worship, if you have that, then you'll have an abundant entrance. But we cannot have it unless we walk with God. We cannot, and we can't walk with God unless we truly worship. And to worship is to be saved. Little Obed was born to Boaz, a type of Christ, a type of the kinsman redeemer. And his name meant worship. And he got in, Boaz and Ruth got in the lineage of Jesus, because Jesus is a great descendant of those two coming together, and of Obed. So if you're saved, You need to realize you need to walk with God. Let your conversation be that becometh the gospel, as what he said in Philippians 1:27. Means add to and strengthens that. Let your walking with God. And as I said, there's only two that actually says they walked with God. That was Noah. That was with Enoch. But Enoch did that. But before he, or the reason he did that was because he's reconciled. saved by the grace of God is what it amounts to. So let me ask you the question, are you walking with God? Well, let me ask you, if you're not, let me ask you another question. Have you been saved? Have you been born again? Have you been born from above? You must be reconciled. And it takes. And Jesus made reconciliation possible by his perfect life. And he was a sinless Son of God who died on the cross, bearing our sin and covering our sin debt, paying our sin debt and he turned it in hell in 3-hour period of time that afternoon, on Wednesday afternoon that day. By a miracle of God, I don't understand, can't explain, but he did that. Why? To make us friendly with God again, to reconcile us. And to walk with God, not only do you need to be reconciled, in other words, to make friendly again, being saved, but you have a new nature, comes as a result of walking with God. And then you're morally fit because God's imputed holiness inside you. And what's inside you comes out and begins to work outwardly. And there will be a surrendered will. You're not your own anymore. You're bought with a price. You won't kick and buck against truth. These people today in our churches who are bucking against the truth of the Word of God and causing the pastor problem, if the pastor's right, I say if he's right, then they're not right with God. They're not even saved because God's people, God's sheep don't fight. God's sheep don't buck. God's people have a surrendered will, and there will be spiritual communion. In other words, a steady progress of growth day by day, and it results in that growth in grace as you add to that foundation of faith. You add temperance, patience. You add a virtue, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. There in 2 Peter it talked about, and that, of course, gives you a growth in the knowledge of Christ. It'll give you a deep, settled joy and peace that'll carry you through. Because you'll know, you won't forget that you're purged from your old sin. It won't even leave you like it did for Peter for those 3 or 4 hours that night. It'll be always on the forefront of your mind. And you'll witness like Enoch did. You'll witness for God. And he witnessed all the way through. Even now, he's still witnessing what he did for God. But he had an abundant entrance, and you will too, Bible said in 2 Peter 1:11. So, talking about the millennium reign, an abundance entrance. But now, Enoch had much more than that. He was translated a long time before that, and he appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration, transfigured with Jesus there. I won't tell you, he's safe and secure and sound on the other side because he walked with God. Why did he walk with God? Because he's saved. See, that's the root, the real root. If you're saved, you can walk with God, and you'll have fruit, and you'll show forth to others that God's grace is sufficient, and it'll cause them to want him and that they might be saved. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer in Jesus' name.